So it's Israel's job to take care of everyone there.
Thank you for tuning in to this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power, for you to recognize your reflection in the mirror and reflect on where you've been and where you're going to next. Life only matters if you're living. If you're just sitting in a corner and staring at a wall all day and you're scared and you're fearful, you're not going out, you're not experiencing life, then what are you doing? The question should be, how can you live extraordinarily? How can you love yourself more? And how can you enjoy your time more? That's why we're all here, to laugh, smile, tell jokes, and enjoy it. That's life, right? You make the best out of whatever you can. And that's the best part of it. So when you're reflecting on the idea of yes, you can, you should be reflecting on the idea that, yeah, you can learn another language. You can pick up a new hobby. You can decide you want to change your style. You can decide that you want to change your hair or your hair color or your jewelry, or maybe you want to buy a new car. Maybe you don't want a car at all because you don't want to deal with it. Maybe you want to decide you want to finally buy a house because you're tired of renting and you've been renting way too long. Or maybe you just want to rent because you don't really want to be bothered with property tax and all the fun stuff that comes with that. Maybe you want to plan out your vacation in advance. Maybe you want to do a staycation instead. Maybe you want to learn how to paint. Maybe you want to learn how to bake a triple dipper decker cake. Maybe you want to learn how to do a souffle or travel to Europe and learn how to cook French food. Whatever it is that you want to do, regardless if you want to go to Paris, that's in the United States of America, or Paris in Europe, remember to say to yourself, yes, I can. Remember to eliminate fear and remember to be unapologetically yourself. Following that, we should be saying to ourselves, never give up. If you love yourself or anyone else, how can you possibly give up? The idea of giving up shouldn't be something you're so willing to do. Life is going to be difficult. Bad things are going to happen to you. You're not always going to get what you want. Your expectations might be met with defeat, right? I told you about that guy that I heard on Dan Bongino, and a lot of people are just extremely down to earth. And I do think that we have to have the ability to understand that we need to do a better job of our expectations, and we also need to do a better job of living, right? You can't give up on something because it didn't go the way you wanted to. You can't give up on yourself because maybe you're not where you wanted to be on your journey of life. It's not that you won't get there. Maybe that you just have to turn down a different road and go down a side street to get to your destination instead of the main street, right? Instead of getting on a motorcycle, maybe you have to get in a car instead. Maybe you need to get on an airplane to get to your destination. Maybe you're not going to get there as fast as you thought you was going to. But that doesn't mean you can stop. You have to persevere through the difficulty, through the first layer of hell. And you have to get to where you're trying to go. And you cannot let anyone stop you from that. Never give up, just like John Cena says. And that's something that we have to take seriously. And that's not something that we should stop because it's inconvenient and it doesn't feel good. No, never giving up means you find a way to smile even if you want to cry. Means you deal with bad news and you try to find the good and the bad. Means you deal with somebody offending you and you remind yourself how great you are. That is never giving up. Following never give up is the idea of why not today, because procrastination and indecisiveness, what? Don't help anybody. Taking forever to make a decision, taking forever to do something isn't the answer. And it never will be. That's not going to get you anywhere. It's only going to get you irritated, isn't it? Why are we taking so long to change our minds and do things? If the dishwasher is not working, we probably need to get it fixed. If there's something going on with the washing machine and the dryer in the basement, then you probably want to look at that. Right. If your car's not working right, you probably want to bring it to the auto body shop or the mechanic and get it checked out. If you book the flight and there's something wrong with your flight and you need to rebook it again, you might want to call the airlines. If you are supposed to have something or some training for your job and something didn't happen, then you probably want to contact whoever's in charge of the training to make sure it went right. And that could be said for school too. Why are we waiting and putting our lives on the back burner? That doesn't help anybody. Make decisions and live with them and be very direct with your life, because your life cannot be on a back burner. That's not how any of this works. Moving on from the mantra, let's get to the headlines of the day. So I was listening to Ben Shapiro, and he was talking about Letitia James and all these morons trying to bankrupt Donald Trump. And I don't even think them attempting to bankrupt Donald Trump is going to help them. At this point, Fannie, whatever her face is, the fat chick from Georgia that clearly had an affair with Nathan, and everybody knows it, including them, clearly she's guilty. She should be taken off the case. The judge is a softie, and he's trying to get reelected. So, These people are weasels and worms, and they smell, and they're corrupt. And these are horrible people, man. Horrible. And this is why so many people don't like politics, and they don't want to talk about poli-sci, and they don't want to look at the news or understand what's going on, because they just don't want to deal with the fact that maybe the politicians aren't anybody's friends but their own. And I'm here to tell you the truth. These people don't care about you, me, or anybody. They care about their bank account and how much they have. They want power. That's all they care about, is money and power. They'll sell anybody out. They'll put you up for grabs. They don't care. If we're talking about their family members and them, that's a different story entirely. But if they're talking about strangers that they're just lying to so they can get voted in, they don't care. Look how they're attacking Donald Trump. They don't like him because they can't control him, because he removed the Band-Aid from the bruise, and we all saw that there's no scar there. He removed the wool over our eyes, you know, that the media is fake media. It's always been fake media. And I've always questioned media. I've never really liked the media. Even when I studied it when I was in college, I never really liked the media. And granted, I did a lot of film work and I did a lot of things in college without. And I like it, but I always hated the idea of people lying. And I picked that trait up when I was studying film, especially when I did a lot of journalism classes and stuff with Professor Sweeney. And just, I remember finding it scary being able to lie to people to convince them to do something and doing projects on it. It brought up a realization that shit, these people are doing this to me. And from a very early start, I just began to dislike them. And that was before I was Republican. Now, I think the way that they are attacking Donald Trump and they're misusing his words, what he said yesterday or the day before about how there's going to be, something's going to happen, right? They're making it seem like he's saying that on purpose, like he's going to start something if he doesn't win an election. Well, he didn't win the last election and nothing happened. January 6th was a planned scheme. Why are we lying to ourselves? They could do whatever they want to Donald Trump. He is a strong man. And I have confidence in him. But I think the idea that Joe Biden is attacking Netanyahu and Chuck Schumer is going out there saying that they need to find a new representation for Israel is kind of insane, right? I think that it's insane that the other guy talking for the White House is attacking the guy from Fox, not answering the goddamn question. Again, that part's really annoying to me. And I'm tired of these people not doing their goddamn jobs. Right? It's not our responsibility to tell Israel to do anything. Because if people died in America on October 7th, the people that did it would already be dead. Although, I'm pretty sure nothing happened to the people that killed those three engineers from Georgia that were black. Pretty sure nothing happened. And I'm pretty sure nothing's going to happen to the people that shot or murdered those 13 Marines from Afghanistan. Because what happened with that, right? Why are we lying? Because it's convenient? we should be really frustrated at this point. Overpaying for taxes. Young people can't buy houses. Difficult trying to figure out how you're going to raise a family in the eye of chaos. Like, we don't have a good work-life balance because we work too much. We work till we die in America, and that shit's wrong. It is really wrong. Moving on from that, Joe Biden's just not a good politician, right? He's not a good president. Hiding in the basement and them hiding him because they don't want him to be on a microphone is a really bad representation. What is he running on? What is he running on? The last 3 years he's been the president, everything's gone to hell. And have you seen the cities? I talk about them all the time. They look like shit. The United States of America looks like an eighth world country. It has no identity. It has no values or principles. And it doesn't stand for anything. Having atheists lead the country is not a great idea. And punishing Catholics and Christians that believe in something is not a good idea. Punishing another person because they don't believe in the same values as you is not a good idea. And attacking Donald Trump nonstop over and over and over again every day. And I'm hearing people that I talk to say the craziest shit to me that, oh, if Donald Trump becomes the president, oh, everything's going to end. And they're so incompetent. And it's just like, how the fuck do people get this dumb? I don't understand. Does no one do their own research? Does no one do people not do their own investigation when it comes to the media and what's actually happening? Because I find that concerning. If you're an able-minded individual, you should actually be looking for the truth. Because they're all lying to you. Not just in America, but in the rest of the world. In China, they don't even allow people to do anything. They have limited their speech. They do it in Europe, too. These first world uniparty motherfuckers don't care about any of us. Doesn't matter what color you are, what shade your hair is, the texture of your fingernails. None of that matters. They want power. And they'll do anything to keep it, attain it, and take it from you. And that's it. How is Adam Schiff employed and how is he running for another position in California? He is a horrible politician, a complete liar, and his ass should probably be in jail, honestly. Anti-police doesn't work. Have you seen these cities? Have you seen these towns? Have you seen the chaos that exists in New York, LA, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Every major city in America and the rest of the world where these people showing up and putting on a show about Hamas, threatening people. Yeah. We need police to do law and order. Our military aren't ready because no one's joining it. And are they going to make people join the military? Have you seen the people that they're trying... The representation for the military is a man dressed in a woman's costume pretending to be a woman's face, right? Just like the guy from Budweiser, that's a man. Dylan Mulvaney, right? Disrespecting women entirely, pretending to be one. As if being a woman is a costume you can just put over your own skin and just be one. Then I've talked very intricately about the destruction of the world with this sexuality bullshit. The countries aren't having enough babies at the rate they're supposed to have them for human beings to continue life on this planet. That is what we should be talking about. Not because some guy named Robert wants to be Roberta because he doesn't want to get in trouble for the fact that he just killed his wife. So now he wants to pretend to be a woman because he doesn't want to go to jail and serve out his sentence. That is insane to me. Chicago doesn't like immigrants, but they're a place that can't get rid of them. So them taking over the schools and the towns and open roads and all these things that are supposed to be for the people of the actual city, the black people, this is going to backfire for all those people in charge because none of them are keeping their jobs and they're all done. And it's going to be fun to watch. Chicago has no plans. guns on the subway. Another problem for New York, because bringing in the National Guards and not giving them weapons to handle people that are doing bad things is not a good look. These idiots in New York don't know what they're doing. I don't even know why anybody wants to fucking live in New York. The small ass spaces for all that money. Are you kidding me? Moving on from politics before I get mad, let's get in the main part of the conversation. Memories, Memories are something that should remind you of a great time and a great experience. That's why we take pictures. That's why we laugh about experiences that we have. That's why we tell stories, or we retell stories, or we tell our kids about something, or our nephews, or our nieces, or our moms, or our daughter, our brothers, our sisters, our husbands, or our wives. That's what memories are for. So we should really create memories that are unforgettable. Birthdays, holidays, going to the movies, playing cornhole in the backyard, Sunday night dinners, special quality time. That's what's important, and that's what we should be doing. Date nights with your husband or wife, any opportunity you get. Taking more pictures. I just said that, right? Take pictures of everything that's important to you. And make a collage out of it and make it fun. Make it something where you can decorate your entire house with them. Making time for fun. We cannot spend all of our time at our jobs, and we can't spend all of our time doing things that aren't fun. We need to make time to enjoy our lives and have some sort of fun. The car decline. I don't think anybody's buying electric vehicles because they suck. Did you see what happened in Chicago when it was cold or something and everybody needed to charge their cars and they had a problem with the charging station? I think this is not going the way they thought it was going to go. And I would not put my money on an electric car. Unless you're getting a Tesla or some sort of BMW. Outside of like an electric BMW or a Tesla or maybe even a Volkswagen, I wouldn't do it. Don't bother. You'd want a German vehicle for that. Or you'd want something that Elon Musk made. You wouldn't want anything American for electric. Just saying. I don't think this is really going the way they want it to. And I think the idea that they're giving it 2030 for people to get an electric car is going to backfire in their faces. So I'm just going to sit here and watch. Why buy new? Why would you buy a new car when you could buy used cars? Have you seen the prices for new cars at these car places? They're ridiculous, bro. No, thank you. Spring cleaning, getting rid of everything that I don't want to bring into spring with me. Poshing it on my Poshmark and selling it because I want money for the stuff I have because I have nice stuff. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, watching things. Perry Mason is coming on American, Great American Family. Can't wait to watch that. Love Never Lies, Poland. That's on Netflix. Detective Force, Netflix. Say It to My Face. Surreal Estate, World's Biggest Ghost Hunts. That is on Hulu. We'll see if it's good. Moving into food. Barbecue. I love barbecue. You should have like one day for barbecue. It could even just be barbecue veggies. Try it. Pokemoto is gone in West Hartford Center, and I'm mad they closed down. I don't know why, but they probably had a staffing issue or something. Why don't people like bubble tea? I like bubble tea, but a lot of people I talk to, they don't even know what it is. How isn't this bigger than it should be? Eat in or delivery? Both. Depends on the day. Like if you had a long day at work and you don't want to drive anywhere, I say order in. If you want to go out for a date night, I'd say go somewhere. You could even have a date night in a subway. It doesn't have to be something far. Just have fun. Deep dish pizza. I can't remember the last time I had a deep dish pizza. What's up with Denny's? Denny's got horrible, so don't eat there. It's whack as hell. What is your favorite restaurant? My favorite restaurant is Puerto Vallarta, and I also like, I'd say Puerto Vallarta is my favorite restaurant. I'm just going to go with that. Also, Fleming's is good, and there's this really great Italian place in New York that I like. Pasta or fish? Just make both of them. Make like shrimp primavera or like seafood ravioli or something. I think you'll like it. More water. Make sure you're drinking your water during the day, because if you're not drinking water, you're not going to be hydrated and you're not going to have a good day. Just saying. My friends, that
is the end of the pod of Born to Be a Star. I will see you same place, same time tomorrow. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. As the world turns, as things change, don't forget your star power. Recognize that you are the light in the darkness. We together, me, you, they, them, us. We are not only going to light up the world, but we're going to light up the universe and the galaxies upon the galaxies upon the galaxies, because we are the beginning, the middle, the end, and everything in between. We are where the start of it will be the end of it. We are infinity and beyond. We are similar to Jesus Christ because we are omnipresent. We are the light of the light of the light. The illumination of everything. Don't forget that. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye.